Hi, Kathy Perry here, and we're still talking about thought forms, and we're going to talk about when you are asking a question. So you're going out and you're trying to find answers to the questions. And how do you make that effective? Well, one of the things we can look at is how you might use Google, because I mean it's sort of like using Google, that if you type in the main keywords, you're going to get the major mass thought forms and the main answers. So how do you go get around that and try and get new ideas and new thoughts that other people haven't thought of before? Well, you have to look at the smaller answers. I mean, some of the best thinkers in the world aren't on the internet, for example. And so when we aren't using the internet and we're just talking about going out into the ethers and finding these answers, some of the best ideas are fleeting thought forms, as opposed to these big massive islands in the middle of the ocean. They're the little gems that you find that you can take and make them wonderful all on your own. Well, how do you find them? Okay, once again, it is about shifting your vibration. So changing your circumstances, getting out of your ruts, taking a walk, getting out of your environment somehow, and going off and seeking your own answers. And also surrounding yourself with people who inspire you so that it can get you your juices flowing and get your mind going in that direction. And then it's about asking questions and asking different types of questions. So don't get stuck in a rut of asking the same questions all the time. Ask a certain question and then completely change the subject and ask a completely different question that has absolutely no relationship to the first question. And then you will get completely different sets of answers and completely different perspectives. A third thing is you need to be willing to just go with the flow. I mean, when you start to get an idea, let it crystallize for you a little bit. Give it time to sort of, don't put it in a cage too quickly. Give it time to sort of sit and come in and get bigger before you say, oh, this is the answer. Allow it to evolve a little bit, let over the course of a day or a week, that idea and that concept will definitely get added to and filled out, and the more you dwell on it, the more insights you'll get about what a complete picture is about these new ideas and concepts. So you can play with them that way. All right, so that's good for that. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.